Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks. Black and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks. B-L-A-X. Black. B-L-A-C-K. And proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Jambo. Hello. How y'all doing? Good morning. Top of the morning. Keith Swahili. Jambo. Who Jambo? Hello. How you doing? Jambo. Hello. Keith Swahili. Today, Monday, first day of the work week, second day of the week. Today, blacks, BLX, black BLACK. Radio, we're going to talk about the state normal college for colored students, which was founded on October the 3rd, 1887, which is formerly renamed Florida Agriculture and Mechanical University, in other words, Florida A&M. It is among the historical black colleges and universities. It began with 15 students and two. One more time. 15 and two. Look at what it is today. Now, what we need to do as a people is reach back to how it started and realize how it didn't take a gang of people. It took 15 students and two teachers. Those 15 students and those two teachers, October the 3rd, 1877, and here it is, 2024. And because of them, 15 students and two instructors, it is now a major college. It went from the state normal college, wow, for colored students. See, there's my problem. When we stop letting people tell us who we is, where we from, how we get to where we at, and et cetera, and et cetera, and start realizing that the only way they got where they at is by imitating us. One more time. My job is to elevate those who came before me. One more time. Florida, A&M will be looked at and observed. I mean, was looked at and observed by the white folks, and they took the knowledge from that, from them 15 and 2, and took it to their schools, and now all of a sudden their schools is the what? Okay. Anyhow, they changed the Florida, I mean, the state normal college for colored students changed the whole wide world. One more time. The state normal college for colored students changed the whole wide world. Let me say it one more time. The state normal college for colored students changed the whole wide world. Imagine if it was still named that. See, that's what I keep trying to make people understand. If it was still named state normal college for colored students, everybody be there looking. Blacks, black would have so much pride because they're going to a school for what? Colored students. One more time. They should change it back. But you know, who am I? See, they want to keep going forward. And as they go forward, they can only look back, and maybe somebody like me will say, look at this. The State Normal College for Colored Students. You understand what I'm saying? We need to give glorification for who and what our foreparents created. One more time. I am Blacks. B-L-A-X. Black. B-L-A-C-K. Man. M-A-N. Who? Knowledges. Those who came before me. The Blacks, men and women, who changed the three W's, the whole wide world. Because thanks to them, white folks sat back, watched, observed, and took, they had showed them, and they went and created their own university and acted like it was, they was the ones. One more time, State Normal College for Colored Students. Now known as Florida A&M, well, no longer will I recognize it as Florida A&M, not me. I'm going to see it as what it is, the State Normal College for Colored Students. As always, in ending, Amani Kutoka, you, peace from above. Let me redo this. Moving a little too fast. Azon Dizana, thank you very much. Moji Kupenda, one love. Baraka, blessings. Trip C's, trip C's, trip C's. Cool, calm, and collected. As we acknowledge the triple W's, the men, the Blacks, Black men and women who changed the whole wide world. Trip C's, cool, calm, collected.